This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. You may not know this, but about 24 Libyans who were injured while helping overthrow Muammar Gaddafi recently came to Spalding Hospital in Salem for treatment. It's the only hospital in the country giving this kind of care, and most of those Libyan patients are still there. This week, we went to Spalding to check on their progress.
Are you doing a lot of shopping?
As you can tell, this turned out not to be a story just about injuries and medical care. One caution, some of the wounds described may be disturbing for some listeners.
Can you hit the balloon back and forth to each other?
Our visit started in a therapy room where handwritten signs in Arabic are taped to the walls, and four Libyan patients are doing physical therapy for a variety of injuries to their shoulders and hands and arms.
American football!
I couldn't stop staring at the fingers of one of them. They were bent and scarred and discolored, and some of the nails were just stubs. That patient was Marwan Mahfoud. He's 22, a former mechanic, and he drove supplies to the rebels. I asked him through a hospital translator what happened. He says Gaddafi's militia smashed his fingers with the butt of a Kalashnikov rifle.
And after that, I got hit on my head.
On my rigli.
And my legs.
كانت الإصابة مؤلمة جدا جدا.
It was very painful and severe.
مؤلمة ومتشوهة يعني.
It was distorted. It was open wounded actually, and you can show the bones of my fingers.
5 months later, he still can't bend some of them. Now, Libya's National Transitional Council is paying for many of these fighters' medical care. 35-year-old Ramzi Ben Rahal has a splint on his right forearm and a long, red gash of a scar crisscrossing his upper arm and elbow. One word describes how his injury happened.
Itlaq nar.
Gunshot.
By a sniper, he says.
Okay, irsas gunas.
Special sniper bullets. It has a chemicals inside it.
He had surgery in Tunisia, but he now has nerve damage and an arm full of metal pins.
كان عندي توقع أن توفوا معي زوز.
I was expecting to be killed because actually two of my colleagues, they get killed in the scene.
You saw colleagues die.
أصدقائك ماتوا جنبك? Yes.
That makes it almost surreal that he's now at an American hospital that's offering English classes, Arabic television, and a Muslim prayer room. Small sticky notes with English words on them are scattered throughout Spalding to help the Libyans learn the names of common objects. Window, counter, table. Ben Rahal has improved enough that he's now staying at a nearby hotel and getting treatment as an outpatient. That's giving him lots of free time to explore the area.
From what you've been able to see of the United States, what have your impressions been?
Especially in Boston, there is one thing I really like, but I can't tell you.
Why not?
He holds back for some reason, and he has a mischievous smile, so I ask for a hint.
في المطاعم الأمريكية.
In the American restaurant.
المطاعم هنا يمتازوا بزباين خاصة.
He really liked the American restaurant, the recipes, and the staff working in the American restaurant.
The more we talk, we realize he seems to have a crush on a certain waitress, although he won't say who or where. There's more he likes about the U.S. too.
One of the good things about the American nation, the diversity and the all one nation, you don't feel the difference and segregation between people based on sex or color or tongue or anything.
You don't feel it.
You
here.
Don't feel it.
He also says our political system is a very good thing. He describes it as advanced compared to his own government.
In our culture, we say one thing about the American nation. You live your heaven in the earth, in the state.
And he marvels that when he takes cabs, the driver doesn't seem to try to overcharge him. He says back home, that's not something to take for granted.
What do you do when you're not at the hospital?
I go outside by myself. I go to the mall.
The North Shore Mall has become a frequent destination. He pulls a folded note out of his wallet that he says he gives to taxi drivers.
It has
Arabic on top, and then it says, North Shore Mall. I would like to go to the mall. Are you doing a lot of shopping?
A lot.
Ben Rahal says he used to be a landscape architect and he'd like to go home briefly to see his mother, who's had a stroke since he's been gone. But he says he'd then like to return for good to the U.S.
I was a civilian, innocent, and actually, unfortunately, I turned to be a fighter. I killed people, and I saw a lot of killed people around me. And now when I came here to the hospital, I'm start to heal.
Do you feel like you're here not just to heal your arm and your leg, but your mind?
هل تعتقد أنت هنا بس مش فقط للعلاج البدني ولكن للعلاج النفسي كمان؟
أكتر حاجة بالشيء هذا.
This is the most thing that
I really need. نحسب نعرف روحي إن أنا نتحسن للدرجة هذه.
I never expect myself to improve psychologically.
Spalding Hospital says several of the Libyan patients have been diagnosed with PTSD and received counseling and medication. For patients like Ben Rahal, even adjusting to the freedom of life here has been jarring.
I was in the beginning, I was panicked to be stopped by any authority.
He laughs when he tells us that the only time he's been asked to show his identification since he's arrived in the U.S. was when he bought a pack of cigarettes.
Since I am here, no one asked me for any checkpoint or check my ID. In the opposite way, they are very helpful. They're asking me, if you need us, you need help, please call 911.
They're just like us. I mean, they have smartphones and they have laptops. They're on Facebook. They're very intelligent and very well educated.
Dr. Ryan Zacklin says these are just regular guys with regular jobs whose lives were suddenly turned upside down.
It's forced me to ask the question myself. If we had a dictator here, you know, would I be picking up a machine gun with my neighbors and going and fighting for what I felt was right? And I don't know the answer to that. Hopefully I'll never need to know the answer to that. But certainly I admire their courage and their bravery for standing up for what they believe in.
Of the 22 Libyans who came to Spalding in late October, 17 are still there. Most of them are expected to be discharged by shortly after the new year, even though many of them say they wish this could be their new home.